Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to the Adventure Incorporated podcast. I am your Dungeon Master, Anthony Reed. This is episode 188. Yeah, I nailed that, and it's not because I'm recording this several seconds after the last one I did where I fucked up horribly. But that's fine. It worked out. 188 of the Path of Enchantment. It's the best. Okay. We have more plubs for you today, which is a treat I know that you're excited about. You were hoping that it'd be more blubs, and it is. We want to thank our patrons at patreon.com/adventureinc for making this show a priority for them and giving a little value back to us. Specifically, this week we want to thank Adam, Francis, Crystal, Phil, and Trevor. Thank you so much to our patrons who give value back to this show. Who get something out of it. We really, really appreciate all of them. If you listen to the show and you enjoy it, we want you to be a part of our growing community, and there is three easy ways to do it. If you have a Twitter or a Facebook, you can look for us there. There's links in the show notes. Follow us on any of those platforms. That's an easy, passive way to be a part of what we're trying to build. The best way to do it is to go to Discord. There's also a link in the show notes there or on our website, adventureincpod.com. But you get a link to the Discord, you join our server. It's a 24/7 chat. Mostly we complain about pizza, but you should get in there and you should be a part of what we're trying to do, because I think as this community gets bigger and bigger, we only have more awesome points of view and awesome people to chat with, and it's a ton of fun, and they're like-minded, and that, hey, at least they enjoy this show you enjoy. I highly recommend you come and join us in there, and at least half the cast is there some of the time. All right, let's get on with the show. Let's get started. Nobles and farmers, knights and wenches, gather round to hear a tale of excitement and mystery. Brave adventurers facing grave dangers. Keth, the fighter monk.
Like, usually when you bring people back from the dead in books, it turns out really bad.
That's just to sell more books.
Gibedo, the rogue.
God, it's so good to see something positive happen. God, I'm so glad to be back home. You know, let's make sure we get Clug fixed up, then we'll have two under our belts. This is awesome.
Genevera, the sorcerer. Genevera, are a powerful sorcerer capable of very strong magics.
Oh, this is the first time someone acknowledges how good I am at magic. Convict me of a fucking crime? What the shit?
Gillick, the paladin warlock.
Can we find you, like, something else to tap into instead?
Yeah. What, give up 4 levels of warlock? Are you shitting me?
And Asher, the druid barbarian.
Asher, like, puts his hand on Gibetto's shoulder. This is the most affectionate you've ever seen, Asher.
Let us recall what happened before.
You are seeing rows of guards who look like they were on duty or on patrol. And they are all crystal, all of them.
So it's only, like, the people. Like, the castle and palace itself is unaffected. There's not, like,
correct,
shards of crystal, like, shooting out from the walls. It's just the
people. Nope, just all of the people have been turned to crystal.
Yeah.
As I said, there is no monster here. There is only a king and her people that she has made sure will be safe for the impending doom that comes.
BP walks into the room. Oh.
He looks back and he's like,
the first time.
Shit.
Yeah, I imagine you've been hearing this.
Yeah.
She's not quiet.
Yeah.
Prepare yourselves, for this is the tale of Adventure Incorporated.
It's possible that they were wrong. And that's your not a bad plan to save your people.
You wish to be brought into the fold on this? I can do the same for you.
No, if I had a choice, I'd rather fight the... I'd rather fight what's coming than try to hide from it, but...
Even if you will lose?
Yes.
You will lose. You know this, yes? Well,
on a long enough timeline, we all lose, yeah?
Nah. I usually win.
I do not think there is a chance to win this time.
You want to try? And she holds out her hand for rock, paper, scissors.
Yes, let us try. Make a wisdom saving throw.
LeBron's strength.
Six.
Oof.
So strong.
Are you going to do rock, paper, or scissors?
Rock.
Come on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you go rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You do rock, she does paper.
Two out of three.
Okay. What do you do this time?
Rock.
Yeah, she does paper again.
Three out of five.
She says, it does not matter how many times you
LeBron, that's...
come at me with this, but I will always win because my thumb is on the scale.
LeBron, that's more numbers than I thought you knew. I'm so proud of you.
Is that also cheating?
I'd like to say, LeBron, that was the best
math.
Yeah,
that was a lot
I've
of math that
doing.
I never...
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
I was like, oh my
God. I know the ones that let me win sometimes.
Okay.
Two of three and three of five mean I win, usually.
What's the next one?
Seven.
No. Okay. It doesn't take me that many.
All right.
Then let us go
again. Usually rock wins the first time.
Do you wish to try again?
Yes.
Then let us.
Okay.
You rock again?
Yes.
She does paper again. I feel like I did not even need this.
It sucks to be you. You burnt a spell.
Wait, what?
They were reading your mind, LeBron.
What?
Yeah. Sorry.
This is what I mean when I say I don't like magic.
No, I know. She's a big old cheater.
Little one. What comes for you carries magic stronger than you will ever face.
She sits on the floor.
You know, I'm scared of a lot of things. Spiders, commitment, but magic I'm not really that scared of.
I have done what I have done because this world is doomed. It will burn. It will fail.
It just feels like quitting.
Why are you so sure?
Because what comes for it cannot be defeated. It is an inevitability. As your friend here has said, on a long enough timeline, you will fall.
Right, but what's coming?
The Worldbreaker wakes. The dragon that sleeps at the core of the world becomes awoken once more. It will rise up and burn this world to ash.
And how do you know this for sure?
Because I have seen it.
Like what, divination magic? Like someone told you, like your genie friend?
Yes. All of those things.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I guess, like, my thing is, how do you know... Even if the world is coming, how do you know he's just not manipulating you? You're a smart person. We've met you before. How do you know that you're not just being led by the nose out of fear? Because that seems sort of what's happening to me. Like someone's just saying, you should be afraid, so do all these things for me. Right?
You speak of the genie attached to me.
Yes.
I know that I have leverage in our relationship, because he needs me as much as I need him.
Do you not think he could just find a different host?
He could not find a host that can provide for him what I can provide for him.
Oh, what's that?
this kingdom, this power. I am a conduit for him in a way that other people are not. I do not tell you that what I tell you here to manipulate you. I do not tell you to make you fear. I tell you because it is true. I tell you because this is why I have done what I have done, and this is why you will fail no matter what you try. If you are here to take out, to fight my genie, you may fight my genie. You may try to kill him. You may succeed. It will not stop the inevitable. Well, instead, let me embrace you. Let me save you. I would save all that I could.
Here's my thing. Is this effect reversible? Have you ever done it before?
No, but I had never done it. I had never done it in the first place before, either.
That's the part that gets me, because once they've turned to stone, they don't seem to retain any magic. So I don't know if you could even fix them. I feel like you're being manipulated.
I could.
Okay, do it.
I do not want to do that now.
Oh, well, I guess you can't then.
No, that is not how that works. I can save them whenever I wish. They are my people. I have done this to them to save them. This process, he gains nothing by turning my people to stone without an ability to return them. He gains everything by appeasing me here, by keeping me happy. Because when he keeps me happy, I keep him happy.
When we were here the first time, to deal with the Ifrit that had possessed your charge, did you know that you were under the effects of a genie at that point?
I had not I had not made the deals at that point, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is they're kind of sneaky. They like to make it seem like you're in control, and then you're not, really. They're doing everything for you. They give you a little, like a drug dealer, essentially. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll give you a little power, and then you just kind of take, they just take and take and take.
Does the drug dealer get nothing out of the exchange?
No, they get a lot. They get business. And I don't know what a genie's business is, but you can't not do it when you're addicted to it.
I think your analogy is poor.
Well,
okay, it's like your mom. Sometimes, like, sometimes she
Vandalos like cocks his head over to LeBron. Can't wait to see what this is.
I think the whole room snaps their heads over. Like,
like sometimes she tells you you need to go learn how to, you know, be a grown up, and then you go, which I guess is like what she wanted, but then it's, you don't know if it's what you wanted, but then you see her a bunch of years later, and it doesn't really seem like she really wants you to come home. She just wants you to stop hitting people, but she doesn't know that that's what you want. And then it just feels like she doesn't know what you want, so then you don't know what she wants, and like no one is, like, it's like it feels like she's in control of your life, but I'm an adult now, Mom. I can hit whoever I want.
A single tear rolls down Skirm's cheek. He's
what LeBron said. It's like, you don't even know what you want because it's not truly telling you honestly.
I love the idea of Bandy trying to make a connection out of that so much.
You know,
that was so funny.
Doing my best here.
I appreciate what you are saying, but I have gotten out of this exchange what I have looked for in it. I have made my people safe. I have guaranteed passage beyond this to a world where, after the Breaker comes, that we might survive.
Honestly, at this point, me, Mike the player, I don't know what to do here, boys and girl. I like
me, Rob the player.
Yeah, and you're not going to get any help in game.
Right.
Like I just texted Mike. Unfortunately, you're the only one with a brain on this team.
No. So me, Rob the player, has a spell that I'm waiting to cast at the right time, and I'm just not sure what that time is.
But like, I don't even know as a like, I don't know that she's wrong.
She's
right?
not. Like Steph the player thinks that she's not wrong. Like this feels like an actually. This feels like the best plan.
Right, that anyone's had so far.
Pull out in your underground bunker until the threat passes and then reboot your kingdom and no one dies. It honestly feels like the only plan that anyone in New Merida has that's worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
And plus, if all of her crystal people can't come back to life, then like, well, they were all fucking dead anyway.
Right.
Right. Like,
this is the best shot they have to survive. So like,
either
you,
way,
Anthony.
Yeah.
So Bandy kind of feeling the room being like, I don't know if anyone knows what to do at this moment.
No.
Can you call my mom here like the last guy did?
The last guy?
You.
Yeah, remember, you weren't there, Bandy. You missed it.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
When we were... Oh, you weren't there either? Oh, man, we were with this spooky shadow dude, and he made my mom come.
I bet he did.
To me. Well, not here. No, Bandy, don't do that.
Sorry.
I don't like that with my mom.
And then the shadow learned it.
I said I missed my mom, and he like brought my mom there. He also brought us sandwiches, which, by the way, we need Harold here so he can pack us food because I am hungry.
Yeah, I really wish the old man was here. Old, what's his name? Oakenbutt? Yeah,
Harold. I remembered a thing Vandy didn't.
I'm really proud of you.
I...
You did math and remembered something.
I'm so smart.
Could I bring your mother here, child? I don't know. I have not tried. I suppose I could do that for a price from the genie.
It feels like the best kind of magic I've seen lately and the only useful kind, so.
What would you give to have your mother here?
I mean, nothing. The last guy did it for free.
My magic does not work like that.
How does the genie's magic work? What does it take to use to make it work?
Everything is different, but you must give of yourself.
Do you want like some blood?
I could.
Blood?
Blood for blood would work.
LeBron.
If you give your blood, perhaps I could bring forth your family.
LeBron, don't just go offering people your blood. That's weird.
It's okay, Bandy. I listened. A drop in a lake.
No, that's not what I was saying. LeBron, this is bad. This is a bad person who, like, is... I have complicated feelings towards. Harriman's great. The thing that's inside of them is not great. So...
She stands up off the throne and she steps down to you, LeBron, and she says, if you wish for me to do this, if you give of your blood, I will bring your blood here.
You do not touch them.
This is not your decision to make.
This is my decision. You do not touch them.
Okay. And she sits back down.
to Bandy? Or okay to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay to Bandy.
Okay. Very well. This is how this works. If you wish to have something, it does not come for nothing. It comes with a price. There are some prices I have been willing to pay. There have been some I have not. There are things... that this entity can do. There are things that it can help with, but it cannot do so without a price. That is its nature.
Carter, this feels beyond our pay grade.
We're doing a good job. We just need to stall.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Yeah, we just hang out, we wait, and then when Harriman disappears, we've got this.
Have you been listening at all?
What? Yeah. Why? What do you mean? Okay, no, I haven't. I've been really focused on trying to get this. We got this, though. I know my team can handle our end, okay? You don't worry about us.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, well.
Bendy.
Yeah? Thumbs up?
No. Skull.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
You're the most philosophical of us.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on the situation?
I don't know if the people frozen really wanted to be frozen.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
They don't look like they have happy faces
on. Just kind of... I don't think they even knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, they're pretty stone-faced, would you say? Sorry, I wanted to make the joke as Mike.
No, it was a good joke. It was a good one.
No, it was great. I loved it.
And, like...
So...
I mean, we're our whole, you know, like... Are we sure that this thing's going to be woken up? How do we know that this thing isn't, like, feeding off these people that are frozen?
That's what I'm saying. We don't.
Right. But if...
But... Yeah, go ahead.
If Herrix does awaken, and this keeps them safe...
You ever see that Onion article that said, like, bad news... worst person you know makes great point. Like, that's what this feels like.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. What?
So.
You think that's, you think that's really going to happen?
I mean... I think it's a possibility if the many bunnies don't defeat Gorm, it's definitely gonna happen. I mean, if they can't do it,
I gotta be really honest.
No one can.
I know they're doing something, but I don't really have all the details on what it is that they're trying to do. So
yeah, did they tell us how they were gonna like? What the signal was? Did they tell if it was a hiss or a caw or just like a poof?
I think it was a poof.
I assume it'll be pretty obvious when the Harriman's...
I have a thing I could try. It feels like it will just make everything go to DEFCON 2. So I don't want to do it unless you give me the okay.
What do you want to do?
Cast a spell.
What spell?
Bendy, like, squints his eyes and, like, looks left and right and, like, whispers, banishment.
Steph's face. Oh, man. I'm going to do my best to describe it. Her eyes are saying no, and her lips are pulled back into a glower, but her teeth are clenched.
The reason I want to say it is because it's a temporary effect. They go away unless they're not naturally from this plane of existence.
Like
a djinn. You're super loud again. Gillick. Yeah.
Am I?
I mean, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
God, I'm Gillick
here. Hey, what's up?
Should I give it a try?
Yeah, Mike the player still legit has no fucking idea what to do.
Okay. So,
I mean, how long does banishment last?
A minute. But the reason I wanted to cast it, and I prepared it without even knowing what we were doing. Like, I was like, oh, this seems like a cool spell. You let us level up. It says, if the target is native to a different plane of existence that they're on, the target is banished with a faint popping noise returning to its home plane. If the spell ends after a minute has passed, the target reappears in the space it left.
nearest unoccupied space. Otherwise, the target does not return.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I don't know what we should do is if we should even try and separate Harriman and the genie.
Also,
because that could keep everyone frozen.
Right.
Yeah. Like, also, the component required to make this is an item distasteful to the target. So I figured it would.
Oh, we've never had to deal with components.
I figured
before,
I'd pull out like a joke book or like some Mad Libs, because I feel like Harriman would be like, ugh.
Yeah, a book of puns.
Yeah.
A picture of the many pennies.
Yeah.
Right. But like,
that's kind of my thing, where I'm just sort of like, if I do this, did we doom a bunch of people?
Should we even do it?
Yeah.
Right. Josh, Steph?
I think...
we need a...
What's the stipulation that they don't come back?
I like that you asked Josh and Steph.
Well, because Rob just said,
I gave my opinion, which was...
Yeah, the group is trying to figure it out, not the characters.
Right, yeah, LeBron.
Correct. Correct.
But
like,
what's the stipulation that it doesn't come back at all?
What do you mean? Oh, like
Rob
if,
said if something, it doesn't come back.
Basically, it has to exist for the length of the spell. If the spell ends before.
If the genie isn't from this plane of existence, which
he
it's
poofs.
Not.
Right, it'll disappear.
And if,
yes, it, I get
and if
that.
The spell...
No. Harriman and the genie both are banished. Yep. And then at the end of a minute, they both go back to the planes that they're originally from.
And if the spell ends before the minute, then they both come back to where they are originally from. So if we were in combat and I got poked and like couldn't concentrate on the spell, they would both poof back where they were. But I don't think that will happen, but who knows?
Okay. Because I don't want to do it if there's no possibility of the
I think we
back.
Need to... get something from the
that's the whole goal,
like
to get it to not come back
of casting banishment.
No, so I get that. I was thinking that after a minute the djinn came back to this plane.
Oh no,
that's
no,
what
no.
I thought. That's where I was confused with
the thing that I think we might need to get from the djinn. Rob the player here, we need to get the truth. We need to offer them something to get the truth about what they are doing with the frozen people. Because that's the thing, is the reason we haven't done this is we don't know if we're dooming an entire town. Right?
The reason I don't know if we should do this is because if this saves an entire town, like I'm coming at it from completely the opposite mentality.
Right.
Whatever's happening to them now doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. The only thing that matters to me, the player, is like long term, after Herrix is awakened, if they'll be okay on the other side or not, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the piece that, like, I don't care if he's siphoning off all their energy now and they'll be like weak husks who have to like build themselves back up after the world is reborn in fire or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm worried about is that, like, no, this is legitimately a viable strategy to save them, and we're gonna fuck it all up and make it so, like, the only way to save people is going to be to, like,
beat Gorm,
cryo-freeze them,
kill Gorm, right? And if the many pennies lose at that, then not only do like everyone else die, but also the people of Vedras who might have actually survived.
So I still think then what we should do is we should ask the genie for like three questions or something, like some amount of questions that we can ask them that they have to answer truthfully. Right. That could potentially inform our decision. Right.
That's interesting.
Because.
Sure.
I just don't know what.
Play a game with the genie.
We have to make a deal.
Or
well, because I don't want. I'm going to do it.
Or not make a deal, right?
Because I could just do it, but I don't want to doom the entire fucking city of Vedras.
Right.
When they could be the only surviving...
Right.
Right.
Or...
greater races.
They're not the only surviving, but we you know, we beat Gorm and we also have a town that we can't fix. Like, it basically...
I feel like if yeah, we let's, can...
Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I want to play a game.
So, I'm going to let you take the reins on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Me or Mike, I can do either. I can.
I don't care.
Get it, okay. Rob. It's your idea. Sure. I want to see it happen. Yeah. Hell okay. Yeah.
All right. Here's what I will. We've talked, and there's things we need to know. We want to ask you some questions that you have to answer truthfully. What do we need to offer you for that?
Offer me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the spooky thing inside you that I think is manipulating you. The djinn. Sorry, I forgot what it's called. Ifrit? Djinn? I look back at the group. Doesn't matter.
This one is the djinn.
Okay.
The ifrit was in the small
room. Right.
Poor Dobrik.
What happened to Dobrik?
I had to... As I said... There are things I have had to give in order to get what I need. Banishment for Dobrik was one of the lesser things I had to give. Ugh.
What do we need to give you to get some honest answers from you?
If you wish to speak to him, I will let you, but be careful. As you have said, he can be treacherous if he is so desires.
Mm-hmm. It's not the first time I've talked to a demon. Believe it. You guys believe it, right?
I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe you.
BP kind of like side eyes over to Carter. Like,
well, he can only side eye.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Carter doesn't. He tries to look at you in the eye, but he doesn't know which eye to look at, and he feels uncomfortable.
Great.
This purple miasma begins to flow out of the underneath of the dress of the king around her feet. As it pushes out, her eyes begin to glow brightly, and a voice that is not hers comes from deep within her.
You wish to make a deal?
I wish to ask... Bandolo spits the sand out of his mouth. I wish to ask you some questions.
It almost doesn't seem fair. Okay. You wish to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing to answer questions if you are willing to pay my price.
We're going to negotiate, first of all, but...
I love,
what is your price?
I love to negotiate.
Sure.
That depends on what you wish to know.
Ugh, you're the worst salesman. Okay. I want to ask you three questions that you have to answer truthfully.
Ooh, the truth is expensive.
Ugh. Don't do this. Don't be creepy.
If you wish to know things that are true understanding can be dangerous, but it also requires power. Would you give your power over to me that I might feel its strength, that I might breathe in its arcane energies?
So you want power for strength?
I want power for truth.
That's what I meant.
Truth. There is great power in truth. And so I.
Fanny, you don't need your magic. You have me.
Shh. I can do a lot of things, and I know I am not built on the sum of my powers, but I feel like there might be something else you could ask for.
Perhaps. I'll take the quiet elf.
He looks at Quentin.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Quentin's like, what?
Wait, what do you want to do with the quiet elf?
I would take his soul. His being, I would take it from him and I would consume it.
It's a good chance to help, you know, a lot of people.
This doesn't seem like an equivalent exchange to me.
Quentin, you haven't said anything since we met.
That's not true. I yelled at you about fighting with Skrm, who, it turns out, you do have a lot in common with. His mother yells at him about fighting all the time.
Bandalos
well,
raises his hand.
Well, then that's why we're keeping Skrm.
Bandalos raises his hand. If you want someone's soul, you have to give us an autobiography. We only want 3 questions simply answered. I'm not going to offer this elf soul. What's his name again? I'm not going to offer this elf soul for 3 questions that you would answer to anyone other than us for whatever reason. I'm not going to do that.
You make a lot of assumptions about what I would and would not do.
I mean, I'm watching you literally do it. I'm literally watching you take someone's soul. It's very obvious to everyone.
No, that part I will do. I was very upfront about that. I mean,
answering
these questions for other people.
That's fair. Listen, why not you ask me questions? I have information that I might be able to offer you. Equivalent exchange.
I don't think you...
I don't like to play with interest, basically.
I don't think you know anything that I need to know. And additionally, I only play with interest.
You only play with interest?
If you wish to know the things I know, you will pay for
them. Wow, well, you just answered one of the questions. Jeez, thank you so much. I can't even believe it.
You're welcome.
Guys, yeah, no, he's definitely sapping the energy from these people. Anyways, so see, that wasn't so bad.
Your friend
you gave us
makes
an answer.
Assumptions. He does not understand it.
Well,
so you're not taking the energy from them.
Yeah, that's so you're not doing that. Oh, cool. Thank you.
You also make assumptions to which you do not understand.
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to keep up with
your
incredible wisdom. You know, it's tough. We're only mortals. And so forgive us as we stumble along this conversation.
You are forgiven.
Bandalos gives BP a big thumbs up.
Jesus Christ.
What I'm saying is we will absolutely give you something in exchange that is slightly more than what we are getting, but a soul is more than 3 questions by a long shot.
Then we will return to your power, then.
That is also more than a long shot.
You think your power, the sum of your strength, is the equivalent of that man's soul?
Yes.
Quentin looks so mad.
I feel like I am as strong as Quentin's soul. And I look at him.
And I have not asked for all your power. I would not drain you of all of your strength.
You have not said what you would drain me of. You just said my power. So obviously
take
I'm
mine.
Skeptical.
BP steps forward. Take mine.
Yeah, you can take my magic too. How about that?
No.
Magic, I just got this herb.
BP, your strength of power does not interest me. Your magic lies in your soul. Something that does interest me, but I cannot take the power that resides within it without consuming the whole.
What
magic your friend carries, the power within him, that is of the arcane, and I would take that.
Then here's my second proposition. Instead of a deal, instead of an exchange, what about a bet?
Bandy, why don't you just give it to him?
Shh, I'm doing a thing.
Bandalos.
What about a bet? What if a bet to prove that my power is as strong as this man's soul?
Go on.
That is perhaps something of combat or some sort of magical challenge to show that, in fact, I can. In fact, my power would be even further of a too much of a deal for the deal. But just a bet that, because you, I feel like what you're saying is,
I'm sorry, what?
I am lost.
Bandalos is having a little bit of word soup. A bet to prove that I am as more powerful than you initially assumed.
How do you suspect you're going to prove this to me?
Oh, well, I feel like we could fight you, or you could summon some sort of creature to fight something that you think would be just equivalent enough to fight us, but maybe even a little bit more.
So let me understand this properly. Yes. You wish for me to summon forth some creatures for you to expend your power on, to prove to me how valuable that power is, rather than simply give me the power that you would expend fighting the things I would summon.
Yeah, that's usually how this works, right?
Does anyone else wish to make some deals?
I tried.
Yeah, I tried also playing games. You cheated.
I will take from you your strength, LeBron.
What?
Your strength.
If you could take her strength, then you could take my speed.
No, the way you are, her strength is tied to her body. Your power is tied to your soul.
Think of something.
Like, you want me to hit? You want me to take a hammer and hit a like hit a ding a bell? Like that? Is it a challenge?
No.
Is it?
No. I would draw so much strength from you, you could barely lift your arms. I would leave you a withered husk.
Yeah, like I said, I got some herb. You want some?
Surprisingly, your power also draws from your soul. And also, surprisingly, that herb strengthens that connection.
I know, weird, right?
LeBron, I also did make an offer in earnest through my compatriot. For some of your blood, I would bring your blood here. Your relative.
Can you give us what Bandy wants for some of my blood?
What Bandy wants is worth much. It would take
much
a
of
lot
my blood?
Of your blood. Yes.
Okay.
You would give much
I'll
of
give
your
you
blood?
A lot of my blood. Yeah.
LeBron.
And then I'll just eat some cookies.
LeBron, he's going to kill you. You
and
know
drink
what
a
he's
juice.
Saying.
That's what when everyone asks for blood to heal people, I give them like all of it and then I just eat some cookies and lie down. Sometimes they even give me ants on a log.
How many people have taken your blood?
Oh gosh, you so many.
LeBron,
it's no big thing. She like rolls up her sleeve and holds her arm.
I will take your blood for one question.
How about no?
Bandy, it sounds like a good idea.
Bandalos, how about if you're not gonna make a deal with the man, like why are we even doing this?
I will make a deal with you. You can take my power per question if we are wrong.
About
if we,
God.
What?
If you, we will ask.
Oh my God! Bandalos!
Just let me do a thing. I want to ask a yes or no question and assume that it's yes or no. Like say.
Oh my God! Oh. Just let him take my blood, man.
Why? But it seems wrong and bad.
Yeah, welcome to playing D&D with Anthony. It's always going to be wrong and bad.
All right.
You've known this guy for fucking 10 years.
I know.
Every single time is wrong and bad.
I just...
Somebody's got to give up something, and he won't take anything from me and Josh.
I can't take that specific thing from you and Josh. You can find other things to give me.
I've offered everything.
Let's just do this transfusion.
Fine, take my power. I won't. I don't want LeBron hurt.
That's quite sweet, actually, LeBron.
I really don't.
But stupid.
Yeah, it,
you
the whole thing
think
is stupid.
I'm dumb.
I'm trying to outsmart a goddamn genie, and everyone's like, "That's a dumb idea." Fucking yes, me. Jesus.
I mean, it's kind of a dumb idea. Otherworldly genius.
If you would make this deal, I am prepared. I will answer 3 of your questions for some of your power.
No, because then I can't do the thing I want to do afterwards. God, fuck ass.
Bandy, it's okay.
No, you're gonna die.
What if... I mean...
I don't want to kill Quentin either, because that feels bad.
LeBron takes her knife
Vandalus,
and just...
come back.
Cuts into her arm.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
That is not how I'm... Well, okay.
LeBron, you immediately feel cold as the blood and the cut in your arm begins to just extract at an immense pace. The pain of this blood tearing from your arm is immense, and you are now at 3 hit points.
Okay.
Oof.
The blood draws forth and it sort of hovers in front of like a huge amount of LeBron's blood is hovering in front of the djinn, in front of Harriman, who sort of forms it into an orb, and snaps, and you watch as it bursts into a purple flame, that then dissipates.
So we gotta. I go
BP
over to BP.
BP just does a medicine check on LeBron's arm to make sure that like the bleeding stops. I got a 20 for that.
It looks like there's so little blood left in LeBron that it's staunched on its own.
Great. Oof. He still is gonna take the time to bandage it and like make sure that you know it doesn't get infected and stuff.
Yeah. She is pale.
And yeah, he's gonna help her. Back to her, like a seated position.
Yep.
And give her one of his healing potions.
You may
it's
ask
one of the
2d4
plus 2 ones.
One question. Ugh.
I think it's 2d4 plus 4, right?
Make it.
2d4 plus 4 if it's a regular run.
Yes.
I'll ask one question, but can I talk with my compatriots first? Because clearly my words have fucking failed me.
Yes, you may. Thank you for the question, Vandalos.
Fuck you! And I cast banishment on him. Fuck you!
Rob, Steph the player has dealt with the magic man too many fucking times for you to have made that mistake.
Rob
God
the player
damn
has...
it, Rob! No, Mike, let me peek.
Oh, I couldn't catch it. You did.
Jeez, I have sweat through too many Magic Man encounters for that to have happened.
Fucking cast banishment on them. Make the goddamn charisma check.
That
Fuck
was awesome.
That asshole.
That was so awesome. That's the best thing that's ever happened in this game. Like, that was so annoying.
My feelings hurt right now. I'm so upset.
What's the charisma DC?
It's like a bazillion, you dick.
It's a number you can't reach.
Hold on. It's set up wrong.
Oh my god.
16.
I should have told you before you told me, and this would have been so much better because he rolled a 17.
Oh, I cast it again.
Hey, there you go, Rob.
Fuck this guy. I
storm out the room. All
right, so you cast banishment. The first time he steals himself against it, he says,
"Oh, now that's not playing fair."
And then you cast it again, and he just disappears out of the room.
BP rushes to Harriman to make sure.
Oh no, Harriman's gone too.
But after a minute, they reappear on their home plane. So they're not there yet. Give it 1 second.
No. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Does anyone else have any healing potions for LeBron?
I'm fine.
You're not.
I have one. Carter holds out one.
Oh, okay.
God, I'm such a fuck up. Bandalos is like in the corner of the room, like actively just like smashing a wall. He's so upset.
You know what I really want?
So upset right now because Rob the player. Also kind of upset that you're fucking, like, I'm so mad at you and myself, and I'm like, oh, God, fucking damn it, dude. Jesus.
It was great. It was fucking great. It was so good.
It was classic Blubs.
Yeah. Like,
it's the ultimate in make it worse.
That one truly, like, came close to hurting my feelings. Like, one, like, man, like, I was trying so hard to be smooth and I have no charisma, but, like, God. Fucking
so
damn
awesome.
It.
Dude, so awesome.
No, you should feel that.
What about LeBron's blood?
Skirm is yeah. Right there, like, stroking LeBron's arm. Sad, like...
Oh.
Yeah. He's got wide eyes.
That's nice. LeBron feels okay about that.
So...
Do any of the rest of you have anything for this, Omen?
No, I'm fine. I just, like, would like some juice.
LeBron, you're like an unhealthy gray, not your normal vivacious grayish.
Kinda. No, I'm a human. I have like I don't have.
Well,
I just wanted to remind
no,
you.
No, just you know your normal like pallor. It's not
like that's just called being pale because, like, if you trace my ancestry, it's very like it's far north and it's just we don't like get a lot of sunlight, so. It's, pale, so
you're just quite large for a human.
Yeah, I'm a big girl. That's what my mom says. Mom says you're a big girl.
Skirm says, my mom says I'm a little guy.
Well, your mom, don't let her, don't, unless that's a nice thing for you to hear.
It's not.
No, then don't let her say that. You're a cool guy. You did cool poses with your...
He beams.
Sword.
He beams.
Also, thanks for the meat.
So...
Do you have the other half of that?
He hands you the meat.
Thanks.
Nyx chimes in. So, what now?
So, a minute ends and she should reappear, so...
Okay, we'll just wait.
Mm-hmm.
A few more seconds pass.
Oh, God.
A few more seconds pass.
Harriman's gonna be so mad at us.
Yeah.
A few more seconds like pass.
If you thought she was mad at the many pennies before the last time we were here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I really fucked this one up, guys. I'm sorry.
Very upset with us.
I'm really sorry.
A full
that banishment thing. Very cool move.
Thank you, but it was the wrong one. I was trying to be so smooth and outsmarted.
A full minute passes.
Okay, she should be back now.
A few seconds pass.
Any minute. I'm not holding.
But it was 1 minute, Bandalos. You would say.
It should not be. Oh, for fuck's sake. No, come on. And like I run over to where Harriman was. I was like,
"Fucking
Jin! God ass! I'm gonna kill this fucking Jin."
Harriman was from here, right?
Harriman was from here. Yeah. Right.
Carter.
Skull's gonna.
I don't have a good answer for you. I just met her one other time, and she kind of knocked us unconscious for a while.
Well, she's a dark elf, so she should be from here.
Well. Skull wants to go check the
fountain again, man. He really wants to check the fountain.
Yep, I want to see that fountain. I got to go still working. I put some work into that.
Bandalos sits on the throne just like there and just like puts his like face in his hands and he's just like defeated.
You walk back out into the hallway. All of the guards are still crystal.
Okay. Still crystal, guys.
Did we just commit regicide?
I think we may have.
I know. I think her name was Harriman.
Hey adventurers, DM Anthony here again. I just want to remind you that there are lots of ways to support the show. Head on over to patreon.com/adventureinc. Tell your friends about the show. Rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Links and more can be found at adventureinc.podbean.com. Thanks everyone, we'll see you next week.